Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, as the government's got us working from home to protect us from one form of virus, there's an increase of attack from another type along with other critters. And whilst not as dangerous as COVID-19, perhaps, can still cause financial loss and problems. Professor Magda Shelley is Managing Director of Responsible Cyber and also Chair of the ICT Committee at the British Chamber of Commerce. She's got some useful tips for us and suggestions to keep safe and things to look out for. And you'll be amazed that what you thought was safe is anything but. Professor, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Seems so ironic. We had technical issues.
Those are the hidden, actually, things that happen when you work from home.
Oh, dear. The sad thing is I'm not at home. I'm just still in the studios, but things can happen, can't they? Which is why we need to be vigilant. So let's talk about those viruses and malware and why they're so nasty.
Absolutely. So first of all, you might have not been at home, but I am at home. Mm. And therefore, the network is the fact that we are connected everywhere and using technology to communicate. And this is how we are able to actually talk today. So the moment that you connect to a network, your device, your phone, you're actually exposing yourself to different risks. And when we are talking about cyber risk, we might as well talk about malware or malicious software, like, for example, a very popular one called ransomware, which is a malicious software that will lock down all the files on your computer. So this is just an example, and that's where we need to be very careful.
I think anecdotally, as an individual, one often thinks, who's going to care about the stuff on my computer? I'm just one person.
Well, and that's where cybercrime is becoming a business. So it's not about you as a target. It's actually about everyone being a target and the cyber criminals targeting mass users. And therefore, for example, sending, again, ransomware, asking everyone on the planet Earth for $300 of ransom.
That's a huge amount of money when you think about it, if you include everyone. So then what should we look at whilst we're at home? Because now we're out of that secure and comfortable enterprise network. We're at home where it may not be so secure. What should we look out for? Apparently, we have to have a quick look at our Wi-Fi router, don't we?
Absolutely. However, this is not the only thing. It's really important to understand just fundamental cyber hygiene. Again, anything that goes over the network will expose you as an individual, for example, for identity theft. However, one very important point is when we are using our home network is that people or individuals never check the by default configuration. So a question to ask our audience today, have you checked or changed your by default password of your router? And probably a lot of the audiences actually haven't. So that means that I know today that your username and password is admin.
Or some sort of 1234.
Exactly. Yeah. And that is also accessible from outside, for example, or in from an external network to your house.
Okay, so what can we do about it? That sounds simple enough. Let's change the password. But also, we're not IT experts.
And this is where cybersecurity has been, I would say, misunderstood for many years. Or almost for a decade, thinking that cybersecurity is only technical knowledge or that it requires technical knowledge or being an IT professional. It doesn't. Simple things like, for example, ensuring that your machine has an antivirus and anti-malware installed does not require that advanced technical knowledge.
Yeah.
Or ensuring that you have OTP, two-factor authentication, enabled, for example, on your email account or on your Drive account. This as well does not require any technical knowledge because it's very well documented from the service provider. So simple steps, but there is a need for having that will and being able to go the a little step beyond our comfort zone where we never use technology, security, or implemented any additional controls.
Okay, here's a scary question for us. Is WhatsApp really safe?
What is really safe?
Is WhatsApp really safe? So many of us use it now, be it mobile or desktop.
So here I would say one thing. Do you believe as a user that anything can be provided completely for free?
I guess not. That sounds too good to be true.
Exactly. Yeah. So if there is anything that is too good to be true,
it probably
means that
is.
Exactly.
Oh, no. What are you saying to us, Professor? Okay, so then what should we do?
So basically, ensure that when you're using technology, you understand that there is a risk related to that usage. So if you really want to use WhatsApp, ensure that you don't use it for professional and confidential communication. You can, of course, you know, agree on a call with your friends or talk about the weather, but it is not a professional tool that you will use to communicate over, including personal data or confidential documents of the company.
Ah. Also, you'll be talking more about this at a webinar for the Network Events for Women in Singapore. I wish we had more time, but what can we expect very quickly? The webinar is free of charge, by the way.
First of all, a great thanks for the Network Events for Women in Singapore organized by James Price. This is really a webinar to enhance a little bit more visibility and awareness about the fundamentals to implement. And again, this is not about bringing any technical jargon to our audience, but literally talk about what are the simple steps to implement to protect yourself online while you are using the technology.
All right, Professor Magda Shelley, Managing Director of Responsible Cyber and also Chair of the ICT Committee at the British Chamber of Commerce. Thanks so much for joining us today, Professor, and stay safe.
Thank you very much as well for the invitation, and stay safe as well.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.